والمحصنات من النساء إلا ما ملكت أيمانكم كتاب الله عليكم وأحل لكم ما وراء ذلكم أن تبتغوا بأموالكم محصنين غير مسافحين فما استمتعتم به منهن فآتوهن أجورهن فريضة ولا جناح عليكم فيما تراضيتم به من بعد الفريضة إن الله كان عليما حكيما.
Those who are already married are prohibited to you, except those who you have captured whilst fighting in Allah's cause. They are allowed to you after making sure they are not pregnant. This is what Allah has decreed. All women, other than those who have been prohibited, are allowed for you, if you seek them with your wealth, in a chaste way, desiring what is lawful and not desiring sexual immorality. Give those you enjoy in marriage their dowry, which Allah has made an obligation on you. However, there is nothing wrong if you mutually agree, after the obligation of the dowry has been set, to increase it, or to give up part of it. Allah knows His creation and nothing about them is hidden from Him. He is wise in His administration and in His secret law giving.
وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ مِنْكُمْ طَوْلًا أَنْ يَنْكِحَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ فَمِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ مِنْ فَتَيَاتِكُمُ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ بِإِيمَانِكُمْ بَعْضُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ فانكحوهن بإذن أهلهن وآتوهن أجورهن بالمعروف محصنات غير مسافحات ولا متخذات أخدان فإذا أحصن فإن أتين بفاحشة فعليهن نصف ما على المحصنات من العذاب ذلك لمن خشي العنت منكم وأن تصبروا خير لكم وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Whoever among you cannot marry a free woman because he does not have enough wealth is allowed to marry a believing slave owned by someone else. Allah knows the reality of your faith and your situation, and you are equal in your faith and humanity. So do not look down on marrying them. Marry them with the permission of their owners, and give them their dowries without reducing the amount or delaying it. This is, if they are chaste and do not commit sexual offenses publicly and do not take lovers secretly. If you marry them, and then they have illicit sexual relations, their punishment is half that of a free woman, 50 lashes and not stoning, which is the punishment for chaste women. Marrying chaste believing slave women is a concession for those who fear falling into illicit sexual relations and who are not able to marry free women. Patience is preferably to marrying slave women though, so that the children do not become slaves. Allah is forgiving and compassionate to those of His servants who repent to Him, and it is from His mercy that He allowed marriage to slaves in the case of not being able to marry free women, for those who fear falling into illicit sexual relations.
يريد الله ليبين لكم ويهديكم سنن الذين من قبلكم ويتوب عليكم والله عليم حكيم.
Through these rulings, Allah, may He be glorified, wishes to make clear to you His sacred law and way of life, and what is in your interests in this world and in the afterlife. He wishes to guide you to the ways of the prophets before you, in allowing things and prohibiting them, and to their noble qualities and praiseworthy behavior, so you can follow them. He wishes to return you from disobedience to following Him. Allah knows what is in the interests of His servants and makes His laws accordingly, and He is wise in His sacred laws and in managing their lives. Beneficial points. Whether they be free women or slaves, it is not permissible to marry wives until they have completed their time of waiting, عِدَّة, whatever the reason for this time of waiting may be. The woman's dowry is obligatory after consummation of the marriage, but it is allowed for some of the dowry to be reduced if it is from her own free will. It is permissible to marry a believing slave if one is unable to marry a free woman when one fears falling into illicit sexual relations. One of the aims of the sacred law is to make guidance clear from misguidance and to lead people to the ways of guidance, which will bring them back to Allah.
وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا.
Allah wants to turn to you and forgive you your disobedience, while those who follow their low desires want you to turn far away from the correct way of life.
يريد الله أن يخفف عنكم وخلق الإنسان ضعيفا.
Allah wants to make things easy for you in His sacred law. He does not burden you with more than you are able to do, because He knows the weakness of human beings in their creation and nature.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, do not take the money of others unjustly, by force, stealing, bribery, or by any other unjust means. Instead, money should come from trade through mutual agreement and goodwill between the seller and buyer. In this way, it is lawful for you to enjoy and use such money. Do not kill one another, and do not kill yourselves, and do not throw yourselves to ruin. Allah is compassionate with you, and from His mercy He makes these laws.
وَمَن يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ عُدْوَانًا وَظُلْمًا فَسَوْفَ نُصْلِيهِ نَارًا وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا.
Whoever does the things which Allah has prohibited, taking the money of others, or wronging himself by killing and the like, doing wrong knowingly, and not doing it out of ignorance or forgetfulness, Allah will enter them into a great fire on the Day of Judgment, where they will suffer its burning heat and receive their punishment. That is easy for Allah, because He is powerful over everything. O believers, if you avoid the major sins, such as worshipping others' Allahs with Allah, disrespecting your parents, killing, and receiving interest on loans, then Allah will forgive you for smaller sins wiping them out and erasing them. Then Allah will enter you into a noble place near to Him, Paradise.
وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَ وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا.
O believers, do not wish for what Allah favors some of you over others with, so that this does not lead to resentment and envy. Women should not wish for what Allah has given to men in particular, for men is a share for what they do, and for women is a share from what they do. Neither of them is rewarded except through what they earn. Ask Allah to answer your prayers out of His favor to you. Allah knows all things. In His wisdom, He gives and withholds.
وَلِكُلٍّ جَعَلْنَا مَوَالِيَ مِمَّا تَرَكَ الْوَالِدَانِ وَالْأَقْرَبُونَ وَالَّذِينَ عَقَدَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ فَآتُوهُمْ نَصِيبَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدًا.
For every one of you I have made relations to inherit from what parents and relatives leave in their inheritance, and for those who you have made a promise of allegiance with as an ally and helper, give them their share of the inheritance. I am a witness to everything, and I witness your oaths and promises. The ally inheriting was a ruling at the beginning of Islam, but this ruling was later replaced. Beneficial points. Allah's mercy towards His servants is vast. He, glory be to Him, loves that they repent to Him, and He loves making things easier for them. As for the people of desires, they only want to lead them astray from guidance. The sacred law guards the rights of people, forbidding wrongdoing against people's lives, wealth and honor, and put in place the severest of punishments for it. Staying away from the major sins is a reason for entering paradise and being forgiven for minor sins. Being content with Allah's decree, not wishing for what other people have, keeps a person away from envy and from resenting the decree of Allah.